it is. A very good morning to you from the sports team. And we start off with some rugby this morning. South Africa have become the first team to successfully defend the Cape Town World 7 Series title. The Blitzbox scored a last-minute try to take victory and finish the weekend as the only unbeaten men's team at the Cape Town Stadium. Fiji defeated France 26-19 to finish third in the women's final. Australia secured a 26-12 victory against New Zealand. The Springbok 7's captain, Impi Visser, says he is proud of their performance in the final.
I think our air rate in the beginning was a little bit high. Struggled to get ball possession or to actually hang on to a ball. But I think once we started to get into our phases, get the ball into the wide channels, the boys started to get into their flow. And just credit to boys for clawing that one back and just showing that fighting spirit that the Blitzbox is all about.
Yeah, we'll stay with rugby now. Guys, before I give you the score, I just want to say the Hollywood Bets Sharks, they lost to Toulouse. You know, you go there not to lose, but then you lose to Toulouse. Oh. You know, it was for Toulouse to lose, but it didn't happen for Toulouse, the Sharks to lose.
Yeah.
This team, the Sharks, picked or named on Friday. It was a young team. Mm. I think they were like, you know what, we have no chance of beating Toulouse in France. Mm. So we'll play the kids, we'll mix and match. It was like almost like a Sharks C team. And I was very proud.
Nice.
Of how the Oaks actually, you know, they got it together.
That's what it's all about.
The score was 56-19 against like a French
powerhouse
team. Yeah, sure. Antoine Dupont, Intermac was there, Thomas Ramos was there, the Lodge was there. We didn't have any of our big Springboks. I think the only one I could count there is Magazule Mapimpi. Mm. So good showing for the Sharks. I just hope now when they come back home, they'll play the Saracens and then obviously big Sharks fest on the 20th against the Bulls. Mm. That's when we see the likes of Sia, not Eben, of course. We'll see the Bongies, the Oxes and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, well done there to the Sharks. Lando Norris, he's got his maiden Formula One Drivers' Championship by finishing third in the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Norris, the first McLaren world champion in 17 years and the 11th British driver to claim the crown.
In 2025, it's the promised land for Lando.
Lando, this is Zach from McLaren. Is this the world champion hotline?
You did it! You did it!
Awesome!
Oh my god, you made a kid's dream come true. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thanks for everything. You deserve it. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. Thanks for everything. I'm not crying.
Yeah, it was quite emotional times there. He just he could lose, but not lose too much, and he did just that. So 2 points between Max and Lando Norris. Lando.